The Murphy administration is prioritizing transgender rights as conservative leading state governments enact anti-LGBTQ restrictions. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier has the latest.
As LGBTQ rights have come under attack in places like Tennessee and Kentucky, New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy has signed an executive order protecting access to gender-affirming care in his state. Gender-affirming health care are services that address a transgender or non-binary person's physical, mental, or social health needs and is designed to support and affirm a transgender or non-binary person's gender identity. Tatiana Furman is the founder of Bridges for Life, a New Jersey organization providing support for trans people. She says states banning gender-affirming care for minors can put young people at risk of suicide or bullying.
That risk becomes much greater when we're presenting laws like this that are blatantly, excluding us from the picture.
Murphy's order prohibits executive branch departments and agencies from working with investigators from other states trying to hold someone responsible for civil or criminal penalties associated with providing gender-affirming health care services. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.